Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard. Almost hit the best man with his own car.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
Send me naked pictures
of
you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I played at a high level myself. Two MVPs.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And you better believe it, Jones, this one involves creatures.
It's exciting. It's not aliens. I already did know it was creatures. You said that a few moments ago, but yeah.
It also involves maybe the luckiest man in the world.
Oh? We'll
find out just how lucky this guy is. No, not because of that.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking.
Very risque.
No, it's not. It's not that.
Very taboo.
Although you got to wonder how lucky you really are. Could get in the way. Many things. Maybe that'll be our next man-to-man-to-man with Christian Gonzalez. Now, this story takes place down in Florida, as many of them do.
I feel like
we haven't been in Florida in a few weeks.
No.
So we go back down to Florida for this amazing tale.
Knew it for a scary surprise for a Brevard County tree trimmer.
Okay, here you go, Jones. How the time you get a scary
tree?
A scary surprise.
So it's probably not an alligator.
Well,
we've been told they climb trees.
I was going to say,
but it's probably not.
No, safe to say it's not an alligator.
Like iguanas get up in trees.
True, they do get up in trees. You ever seen the Adam Sandler movie Leo?
Yes,
pretty hilarious,
yeah,
right?
It's a pretty good movie.
Cece loves it.
Yeah,
we watch Leo all the time.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
It's an iguana and a what?
Turtle. Oh, Bill Burr's
turtle.
A turtle.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Bill Burr's a turtle and Sandler's an iguana.
Yeah, something like a lizard up in the tree.
Oh,
like
a lizard up in a tree.
Yeah, okay.
They're worried about a lizard up in a tree.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out.
Knew it for a scary surprise for a Brevard County tree trimmer.
He was just doing his job when he was stung by a swarm of bees.
Bees!
Oh, boy.
Jones, bees. Oh, by the way, that huge hornet's nest that
I was about to ask.
It's still there, but it's like, I think it's empty, and now some of the bottom has kind of fallen out.
Oh.
So I was like, I should probably grab it and take a picture of it. It's not fully intact like it was.
So can you sell that?
Does it have a PS5?
I don't know if I can get a PS5 for it, but I might be able to get a game.
Yeah.
Maybe like a PS Network membership or something.
Something like that. You can't get full price on that thing.
I should take it down and take a photo with it.
Yeah,
sure. And then everybody can see what it is. But yeah, he's attacked. He's in a tree trimmer. So he's in like a big bucket, like one of those buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Really high.
He's way up.
And he gets attacked by bees.
Bad place to get attacked. Now, I think you're usually in some sort of harness up there, I think. Well,
no,
let's find out.
I think he's kind of freeballing it up there a little bit.
Oh, no.
It's Florida.
Yeah, it's Florida.
That's true.
Not New Hampshire. I don't think they'd make you strap in either. You can do whatever you want.
Live for your day. You do whatever you want.
Yeah. He's get this more than 100 times and then fell 30 feet from his crane. He shared his story with West Chew's Justin Shecker.
I stand corrected. Not harnessed. You're right.
100 feet up in the air. Or no, 30 feet. Sorry.
Yeah.
I did too much. No, 100 bee stings.
30 feet up
in the air. He got stung 100 times.
Yeah.
And then was like, this will help. Wah! Just swan dives off.
He was so swollen, he didn't feel it anyway.
Good point. Maybe he did swell up thick and then he just cushioned the blow.
At a certain point, do you just... the pain is so much, you're like, I got to relieve this by jumping 30 feet.
Yeah.
That's a bad choice to have.
It hurts getting stung. I got stung a few times this year, as you can imagine, because I had several of them in the backyard. You forget just how much they get you.
I don't love it.
No, it's
I got
not
stung
a good
for the first
feeling.
Time 2 years ago, and it was not great. I've been stung since
for the
childhood.
First time.
No. Did I say first time? I'm sorry. Yeah. First time in a while.
Yeah.
Since I was a child, I got stung a couple years ago.
Oh,
not
my
great.
God. We had so many bees in the house this year. It was a mess. We had a wild year. the sound of bees.
Oh.
Souvenir of the honeycomb from the colony that almost killed my husband.
So that is a personal video of the wife.
Yeah.
And she's holding up like a whole bunch of like the beehive stuff. That
almost.
Like,
yeah, almost killed.
Almost killed.
Good.
Yeah.
So he's with us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Sure is. That's why they're the luckiest man.
She sounded disappointed.
Right. Almost, oh, yeah, she's like, almost as if, Nick.
Yeah.
She was... Got to plot it. Maybe she planted the bees.
She checked the life insurance, and she's like, "Oh, you shit! You gonna break it? I don't know.
Don't you gotta clean that tree up there? Trim that tree.
Go 35 feet.
Go clean the bee tree. I need the tree out there, if you don't mind.
Up,
yep,
up,
higher.
Keep growing.
Higher.
Not that one.
Higher up. Another branch.
A little higher.
Yeah.
This photo shows just how high John Christian was off the ground on Wednesday when he hit a beehive during a post-hurricane tree trimming job in Citrus County.
They're so into their counties. The very beginning of the story said what county
different,
they were in.
Now different, it's like, states, county. Different states really care about their... like. If
they're
you,
super into
you
like,
ever talk to anybody
is.
From New Jersey, they're like, oh, what county are you from?
I'm like, I don't know, dude.
I barely even know what county
I'm
I live in
sure.
now.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, seriously.
You can tell me four or five different ones.
Certain states like really care about their counties.
They're
though.
Into it.
Yeah.
They just came straight up at me and I couldn't get them off of me.
They got this guy on like a Zoom or something for some reason. I don't know why. You're the news. You can't drive to this guy.
Maybe he's afraid to go outside.
Well, go to him. I understand that.
I see.
Go to him.
Yeah, they should go to him.
They're like, oh, yeah, you got like a FaceTime on your phone? We'll just record that. This is what it'll sound like. I'm like, all right.
Christian, who is from Brevard County.
For the love of it, that's the third different county
No,
job.
No. They started in Brevard. Then they went to whatever this other county is.
Now
he's back to Brevard. Who's in case he didn't hear us the first time, he's from Brevard County.
The county. Yeah. Who the fuck?
Christian, yeah. Who's from Brevard County, says he accidentally hit the switch, so he was stuck in his bucket truck as the bees kept stinging him.
So he can't operate the bucket truck? No, I'd panic as well. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I could operate one without being stung by 100 bees.
Well, no.
Once I started getting stung by the bees.
I just started hollering help, and somebody said, jump.
That's a nice, helpful person.
Jump!
You can jump!
Jump!
She's holding the life insurance policy.
Just jump!
Just jump!
Do it! The bees won't follow you down here. They can't fly down with you. Somebody yelled, jump. Great advice.
Yeah, seriously.
She's 30 feet up in the air in a bucket truck.
What a helpful person. Jump!
Jump!
So I took off out of the side of the machine. I fell 30 feet. I hit the roof, and it rolled off the roof to the ground. And them things, they just kept coming at me.
does nothing.
So
all he did was irritate him.
So he
all
jumped and they
off.
Followed him down?
Yes, correct. They continued to sting him on his way down.
I heard you say that earlier. I didn't realize that's what was actually going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. These suckers will stay with you.
Once they mark you.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. All it takes is one of them to mark you, and then like, this is the guy. He wants to disrupt our nest and kill our queen. That's what they say.
Man.
So this Florida man not only survived the vicious bee attack, but also the fall. The rest of his crew from all Florida Land Services pulled him away from the swarm and rushed him to the hospital.
I had no broken bones, no internal bleeding.
What?
And whatever they treated me with at the hospital, it's a miracle because the swelling went away.
Christian's...
How about this guy?
No broken bones?
I think he's invincible. He might be Superman, this guy. No broken bones, no internal bleeding.
That's unbelievable.
Nothing. Yeah.
Wow.
I think Nick might be onto something. Maybe all the swelling helped cushion the blow.
You think that's what it was? He was so puffy?
So puffy. He got stung so many times.
He got stung 100 times.
100
stings? That's a good point.
Holy mackerel.
How much debating do you think the rest of the work crew did while the bees followed him down from the tree and he's lying there like lifeless, rolled off a roof, the bees are still staying? How much were they like drawing straws? Like how quickly did they run in there? I would like to know that debate.
All of a sudden, all of them were allergic to bees.
Yeah. I'm allergic. I can't do it. Well, I have children. I can't do
it. His wife's like, no, it's so sad. Don't go near him. It's so sad. Don't go near him. He's fine.
Christian says he's known of his bee allergy since he was a teen.
Now he's also allergic to bees, apparently. There's a bee allergy.
He says he was stung
Wrong industry to be working. Like that's something.
Tree trimming?
They probably shouldn't hire you in the tree trimming business.
Maybe not.
If you have a bee allergy.
He says he was stung some 120 times, 50 of them in the head.
50 head stings? That's way too many head stings.
They're vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Bees! Bees everywhere! God, they're are you? They're ripping my flesh off. Your firearms are useless against them.
So he got 70 bee stings not in the head and 50 bee stings in the head.
Yeah.
According to the beehive guy, when he got here to remove them and stuff, he Technical says, term. He told me, he says, so many of these stories end up in tragedy.
Grant.
Oh, gee, that guy's a downer.
Yeah.
Wow. You're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Usually when I clean it up, there's a dead body.
It's usually a corpse. What do you call him again? The beehive guy?
Beehive guy.
It's a technical term.
The beehive guy
came
by.
The beehive guy.
Oh, Jason Statham was in that movie, the beehive guy. Actually, Beekeeper, not a bad movie. Beekeeper was fun.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Thomas from Bee-Man Stan Bee Removal in Polk County.
Enough with the counties.
Those were new counties.
Cool it with the counties.
Yeah, those were. Was that multiple counties I heard there?
Yeah, no, this was the business that this guy is. So this is the beehive guy. He's about to speak as well.
Okay, go.
Grant Thomas from Bee-Man Stan Bee Removal in Polk County, says he believes these weren't European honeybees that nearly took Christian's life, but rather the killer kind.
The killer
Are you ready for this guy's breakdown?
Yeah. All right.
Comb throughout the whole thing was extremely dark in color. There was no honey on it whatsoever. And, you know, typically whenever you get attacked by bees, or I should say get stung by bees, you've got three or four stings. You don't get hit hundreds of times. And they were just in his hair and just all over him.
In his hair?
So I'm confused.
Yeah.
This guy's the
beehive guy.
He's the beehive guy.
He's trying to figure out what he's like. These aren't the honeybees. These are killer bees.
Yeah, but he sounds pretty unsure.
Yeah, he doesn't really
He's
know.
Just looking at the color of the comb to
figure that
out.
I honestly think they found this guy walking down the street.
I feel like you should.
I don't think he's the guy.
You should sound a little more informed. You're the beehive guy.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Christian says he's grateful to be alive and thankful that his coworkers quickly removed him from the life-threatening situation.
The doctor said that I was either at superhuman strength or I'm the luckiest person in the world, but in whichever case it is, stop and play the lottery.
And Christian says this afternoon he's headed home to his family in Cocoa. He also told
me that was a county.
I was waiting.
I thought we were getting another county.
You think I love these county drops, man?
And Christian says this afternoon he's headed home to his family in Cocoa. He also told me he's already ordered bee suits just in case his tree trimming crew encounters another angry swarm.
I have an idea. Maybe invest in a harness.
Maybe get
a harness next time.
Harness would be good.
Oh, yeah. You're just dangling there, getting stung by bees.
That's probably not
much better. Yeah, bee suit and the harness.
Yeah,
I'd get that.
Yeah.
In Brevard County, I'm Justin Shecker.
Thank God.
WESH 2 News.
WESH.
What a story. And according to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, Americanized honeybees are in the state, and the population will continue to grow. The state set up the country's first detection program for these killer bees with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Good bee stats at the end.
Real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to know what you're working with.
So there you go. There's your bee madness.
I like the text line, 37937. Good question for Gonzo. Man to man to man.
Man to man to man.
100 bee stings or fall 30 feet?